Was the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy retweeting to say that it's not fake news, a bit of a hit piece on them, and allegations of corruption and poor, I guess decisions about the future of energy in South Africa, continuing to try and take on dirty energy resources rather than renewables as we move into an era of this world where climate change is really threatening and dangerous. And now we have Stephen Horn from Politically Aware on the line. How amazing. I don't think we've ever had an interview follow-up to a sheesh of the week, and it was super sheesh. Stephen, could you believe it? Like, did you think that it was a satire itself in the style that you guys do it when the department retweeted your guys' video that stars Sivengesi?
Hey, Dan, it was incredible. As you say, it's gone so viral, almost COVID viral. I shouldn't say that, but seriously. We're on Al Jazeera this weekend. It's like, it's nuts. It's popping off. So we are pinching ourselves.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, like, one of my favorite political satire, and in the style that you guys sometimes do of like, the fake government ad, one of my favorite organizations that does that is Juice Media in Australia. They were retweeting you. Also, Extinction Rebellion was throwing their weight around you guys, which is absolutely incredible. Extinction Rebellion, one of the forefront leaders in trying to force governments to change their ways about renewable energy. So, what a wild time for you guys. Does it feel like a really significant moment for Politically Aware as a project?
It sure does, yeah. The global Extinction Rebellion account pouring on, and then just everything else that's happened has really skyrocketed our visibility of our show, which is all about, you know, helping South Africans, and particularly we're interested in young South Africans, because of the fall off of interest in politics and news and electoral turnouts in the last elections. We're trying to get them, as we say, get aware, aware about our these kinds of things. So we're very excited that it's had this impact, and we're looking to keep working and hopefully keep building the brand and keep making great content.
But you guys also did this piece for a very specific campaign that you guys have been doing and are going to be doing for the next week. And if I understand correctly, you have one of your events as part of this. I think it's a climate change kind of awareness and conscientization project, if I understand correctly. You've got actually one of those events today in Cape Town. Can you tell us about this project?
Yeah, so the campaign, so the video was done in partnership with 350.org, which is and the Climate Justice Coalition, cool, to support their efforts to hashtag Uproot the DMRE, which is a campaign they're doing to connect into the global climate protests that are happening around the world today called hashtag Uproot the System. And really, there's a problem with climate change in that it's after the fossil fuel industry, which kind of runs the show, is so embedded in every aspect of our lives that we can't disentangle. It's a bit like a Will Smith-style entanglement.
Oh, yeah.
So we're trying to basically say, look, the biggest part of the problem to not switching to renewable energy and going green and clean in South Africa is unfortunately the government's current policy, Department of Mineral Resources and Energy in particular, under the leadership of Minister Mantashe. So those are the demands. We're asking people to turn out today at Parliament in Cape Town, in particular at 11 a.m. And there's other rallies around the country, and people can check out at uprootthedmre.org.
Such an interesting and, I guess, in some ways, fortuitous timing for you guys that this falls on Heritage Day, because the rest of the world's not doing Heritage Day today.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And I think that's so essential, Dan. Like, it is heritage. It's kind of ironic that we're all going to probably go home and light up a braai afterwards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it's also our heritage is at stake. Like, this is our natural heritage in this case, which often gets overrun by by mining and energy companies at the expense of communities. So it's a justice issue. It's a let's make our mining and energy policy decisions be about people and planet. And that's really what we need to put first.
Amazing. Well, Stephen, thank you so much for joining us on this public holiday, because I'm sure you have got a lot to do in the next few hours, but waking up, we really appreciate you. And we appreciate the work that Political Aware does to satirically and in a very funny way take South African politics.